Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. My goodness, we have one of the most amazing guest experts on with us tonight. I am so excited because this gentleman does way more of a similar thing that I'm doing right now. And he hosts live shows all day, every day. He's like this unbelievable, relentless, driven individual. He likes to call himself the Energizer Bunny. He's relentless. I love it. He is an amazing man. You're going to get to meet him very, very soon. Before we jump into that, the Mind Body Business Show. Real quick, what is that all about? For those of you that may be new viewers to the show, welcome to the show, by the way. My name is Brian Kelly, the host of this wonderful, amazing platform we call the Mind Body Business Show. And Mind Body Business, that is about what I call the three pillars of success. In my 54 plus years now on this earth, I began focusing on those people that were successful and left the unsuccessful behind me, as far as focusing on. So I started focusing on successful people to learn what made them tick. What were those intangibles that made them so successful? And during this time, this period over several years of speaking from stage, of networking, of being with other speakers, with very prominent internet marketing multimillionaires, with the gentleman that's on our show tonight, I found that there are three patterns, three pillars of success, and it all starts with every single one with the mind. In other words, the mindset. And once you're able to master your own mind, and we're talking more from the unconscious side of the mind than the conscious. And I know that may come off as a little woo-woo to some, and it did to me in the very beginning. And now I realize just how important it is. And also, there are tools and they're proven science to help you to not only access your subconscious mind, we're talking about yours, yours only, you can also reprogram it to serve you better. So we can take away those limiting beliefs, those what I call weeds growing in your beautiful garden of your brain. And once you do that, you have taken away the resistance and you can go farther, faster, forward toward success. And then there's body. What is that all about? It's exactly what it sounds like, body. It's about taking care of yourself, just like my guest expert does, and I know that for a fact. And that is through exercise, of course, that, you know, that's like a big four-letter word to many people, and through nutrition. And a lot of people discount one or the other, thinking, oh, if I ate well, I don't need to work out, or vice versa. If I work out, good, here comes a dozen donuts, bring it on. They really work in tandem. The mind and body are a team. And more importantly, the mind and body are your team. And so if one member of a team is not operating at what I call a peak level of performance, then what would you guess happens to the team as a whole? It suffers, yes? So we want to ensure all team members are playing at full bore. And then there's business. So business, that is a multifaceted topic. It includes things like sales, marketing, team building, scaling, hiring, firing, everything that goes with business. And the key there is to master as many of those areas as you possibly humanly can. And those that you aren't unable to do, delegate, outsource, and master that art of delegating and outsourcing and hiring and leading. It's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. But that is why successful people are successful. They work. That's another four-letter word, isn't it? They work. They work very hard, very diligent, very driven. Oh, and my guest that's coming on is no exception. I kid you not. Speaking of experts, reminds me of a time many years ago, over a decade ago, I was flown out to the East Coast. I'm from the West Coast. We're doing this live from near Los Angeles in California. My guest is on the East Coast in Georgia somewhere. We'll find out where. just kidding around. And so he had me flown out. He flew me out there, picked me up in a limo. We had a deal to ink, a contract to sign that I had brought out with me. And that's not the part of the story. The focus of the story is I was there for 2 days in his office, corner office. He's a multimillionaire, just massive office. I'm sitting in his couch in his office, and he's standing looking at me. He's looking down and says, you know, and we're just having a chat. And he said, Brian, you know, if people just knew, if they just did this one thing, if they just did this one thing, they would all be super rich. And he kind of paused, and now he's got my attention, like you can imagine. So I'm leaning in, and so he starts to walk away toward the wall directly behind him. He turns around, and there is a cabinet from floor to ceiling, two doors. He reaches to both handles in the middle, pulls it apart, and opens the doors to reveal something not very remarkable in my eyes. It looked very similar to what you see behind me. It was shelf after shelf after shelf of books. Now, these are books on personal development, on business, on fitness, on mindset, everything we just talked about as far as the three patterns to success, or the three pillars. And I remember looking at that and looking at him and thinking, you know what? I don't buy that. So I ignored that advice. I ignored the advice of a guy who had already achieved success, who just told me directly, without me even asking, this was one of the keys to success. And I thought, now looking back, I'm like, wow, what a mistake that was. The cool thing is, though, everything's done for a purpose, and I don't look back and cry over it. Years later, I then met another individual who would become my mentor, personal mentor. I worked with him for years. I spoke from his stage, helped teach his students for a couple years. Then I broke out on my own stage. But while I was with him, there was one time he was walking around in his house, and he had a headset on. And I said, hey, man, what are you doing? He goes, what, this? I'm listening to a book. I said, listening to a book? That's a new one. And back then, it was still new. And I said, wow. Well, what is that? Tell me about that. And so many of you know what that is. There's several out there now, but Audible being the main one right now for listening to books. I thought, wow, that could be a game changer, so I'm going to give that a shot. Well, it turned out I love ingesting information through the ear more than I do through the eye when it comes to books. It just, everyone has their own different modalities that are stronger than others that where they retain and enjoy the information coming in. For me, it was audio. I was like, oh my gosh. So I began, quote unquote, reading voraciously, book after book after book. And this gentleman many, many years ago was so spot on correct, I cannot tell you. And one of the reasons is not because of what I personally experienced, but every single guest I've had on my show has been an avid reader. And that's a key element. That's part of the mind, mindset. It really does affect your mindset in great ways. So read the right books. And to that end, I was able to bookmark, you know, tap the screen of my phone as I'm listening to these books, these amazing books. And I could tap the screen and save a moment that was really profound. And so I did that. I started hitting bookmark after bookmark all over every book. And so that way now I don't have to reread an entire book. I can just go straight back to the bookmarks. I thought, this is brilliant. This is brilliant. The cool thing is I can play them back on my phone. I can play them back on my computer or a website, which, by the way, I have a segment right now appropriately named Bookmarks that we're going to head over to right now so I can play you one of those segments.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yeah, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. And just a quick note for everyone watching and listening, whether it's live or recorded, stay with us here. Everything happens, quote unquote, in the room. That is with us. And us meaning myself and the guest speaker, who I promise is coming on very soon. And in other words, when we mention resources, my guest expert will probably be doing the same, like web addresses, etc. Just write them down. Take note of them rather than go off and look at them. You want to be fully focused and engaged on this show at least till the end. And then it does end, by the way, just so you know. There is good news. It does end. It's not good news. That's bad news. It does end. We do about an hour each show, so we still got a good 50 minutes to go. So stay with us, okay? And I'm actually writing notes the whole time myself as well. So go ahead and write notes. ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. I built this website personally, and I built it 100% with you in mind, the people, you, the entrepreneurs, the ones who are looking to be entrepreneurs, the ones who are already successful, the ones looking to attain success. They are a group of books that I have personally read, that I have personally vetted, and I have bookmarked inside of them the locations that help me to get ahead farther, faster. And you'll see there's a whole list of them that'll scroll down. There's about 40 on this website. I'm way behind in updating the site. This is a great place to start or even continue your reading journey. So just pick one. If you haven't started reading or if you haven't been reading enough, Don't go crazy with overanalyzing. Look at one. If it rings true to you, get it, read it, and ingest it, and then move on to the next and keep going. The cool thing about this is, with this, you don't have to guess as much about the books you're reading. So you will be wasting less time because you know at least one person has successfully, has read these books and achieved something positive as a result of them. They weren't just, not every book I've read, for instance, is on this website. Not at all. These are only the best of the best. And so what I wanted to do is give you a quick glimpse into one such book, an amazing book by a gentleman of the name Tim S. Grover. Tim S. Grover, real quick, is an amazing, amazing man who talks about this concept of being relentless, which was so apropos for my guest speaker, Tim Ray, who's coming on in just a moment right after this, is an amazing guy because he personally trained people like Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, and many prominent sports figures you know today. This book is amazing. I highly recommend you pick it up. What I'm going to do is play about a one-minute snippet out of it. And even during this, especially during this, take notes. So I'm going to hit the play button, listen intently, and take notes. Are you ready? Here we go.
You can hear clever motivational slogans all day and still have no idea how to get where you want to be. Wanting something won't get you anywhere. Trying to be someone you're not won't get you anywhere. Waiting for someone or something to light your fire won't get you anywhere. So how are you going to get there? Believe this. Everything you need to be great is already inside you. All your ambitions and secrets, your darkest dreams, they're waiting for you to just let go. What's stopping you? Most people give up because everyone has told them what they can't do, and it's easier to stay safe in the comfort zone. So they sit on the fence, unable to decide, unable to act. But if you don't make a choice, the choice will be made for you. It's time to stop listening to what everyone else says about you, telling you what to do, how to act, how you should feel. Let them judge you by your results and nothing else.
That is profound. Let them judge you by your results and nothing else. And the one thing that really jumped off the page on that one was everything you need to be great is already inside you. You already have it. It's just about tapping into it and using tools and techniques to get into your mindset and help to reprogram your mind for a better you. And talked about the comfort zone that people love, all of us, including myself, including Tim, who's coming on in just a moment, love that thing called a comfort zone. Why? It's comfortable. That's why. And the thing we realize and recognize, those of us that are successful, is the key to being successful is to continually, habitually get out of that comfort zone. And that's what Tim Grover so eloquently stated right there in that book. And speaking of eloquence and expert and amazing people, I think it's time, don't you, that we bring on one such individual? Let's do that. It's time right now for the guest expert spotlight.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the legend, Tim Ray. I always wanted to announce it like a big stadium where it echoes. Now batting number four, Tim, Ray. Love it. How you doing, Tim?
Wonderful. Now that I'm on your show, I've just been looking forward to this, Brian, for such a long time. Thank you so much. I think what you're doing out there is incredible. Not many people just bring in the mind body part of the business, you know, and you got the full spectrum. And I love that. And I think that's so it's needed now. It's time now that yes. We look at business, not just from making wealth or making money. It's about the full picture.
And there you go. Thank you for that. Was very eloquently stated. Like I said, eloquence. There he is. Man. So I want to introduce you real quick to the folks watching and listening, and then we'll jump into some more deep, really get deep about who you are, what makes you tick, more specifically, what makes you successful, because that's what so many people are curious about, is how people that have achieved levels of success like you have got there, and how they stay there, and how they keep climbing. And so real quick, let's bring Tim on officially, and I'll introduce him here real quick. Known as the Conscious Voice of the South, Tim is an award-winning, international, paradigm-shifting, no BS truth seeker. After spending many years working tireless hours and going about the everyday shuffle, Tim eventually hit a crossroad. He was either going to bury his head in the sand or shift the mindset, did you hear that, of people across the globe. Tim was tired of what he calls toxic media, so true, bombarding the world with negativity. He knew that he would have to light a torch and gather an army of people who believe in the power of their intentions. So, in 2009, my, 10 years ago already, he founded the United Intentions Foundation and the UI Media Network. That's a nonprofit foundation whose mission is to assist others in learning how to transform worrisome thoughts into positive intentions. Are you seeing the theme here with the mindset? Tim's passion for consciousness spreads far and wide with his children's education program, the Imagine If program, and his conscious radio network that reaches millions. Ray's mission is to spread the good word while waking people up to the power of their intentions. That is a beautifully written introduction. I didn't write it. You guys did. So I wanted to say again, thank you for being on the show, Tim. Welcome to the show. And before, one last thing, right before we get going, I want to let our audience know, those who are watching live, watch till the very end. Why? Because those who do will have a chance to win a 5-night stay at a 5-star resort in Mexico. Compliments of my good buddy Jason Nass and buddies and Rhonda at powertexting.com. Stay on to the end. You don't want to miss that. We give away one trip every single week. I kid you not. And they are high quality trips. You do not go sit and listen to a timeshare. This is your time and you get to have fun. All right. Without further ado, Mr. Ray.
Yes, sir. I'm staying on just to win the trip, just so you know
that. I love it. I love it. So a great intro, great bio. I loved it, every bit of it. And I'm just curious, like in the morning, let's start at the beginning. When you wake up every day, you know, you wake up, you swivel around, your feet hit the floor, and then you stand up. At that moment, you know, a lot of us are groggy. I know I am. Still not 100% clear. But from that moment to go forward takes a lot of drive, really. And it depends on what drives us to do what we do every day. And for you, what would you say is that thing in the morning that you think about that says, oh, I can't wait to take on the day and change more lives? For you, what is that?
Well, you know, I go back and forth, but I'd probably say, you know, I enjoy when I wake up. I try to wake up when I can wake up, not so much where I have to always wake up, unless I'm doing that morning show. So it kind of, I get my sleep in, and then I don't drink coffee in the morning. I just never have. If I drank coffee, I'd probably climb the ceilings. And seriously, I just don't have that. I already tried it many times. And when I was in college, I drink it when I'm cramming or someone down the line, but I just don't drink coffee to that level because I will just be way off the hook already. And I'm already the energizing bunny, as you said. But I get up and I do my routine. Basically, and often I will do my I do these subconscious programming techniques, which we use and products that we sell to assist in programming myself in the morning. It's like and I use that as my meditation time too. At the same time, programming myself, and I try to do that as often as I can. I don't do it every time, but that really sets my day, puts me in a really in a mindset of I can create my reality. I will be creating my reality today. And this is my Tim Ray news, as I say all the time. And to me, I think that's such a bouncing off pad to be able to, okay, this is where I'm going. This is how I want my day to unfold. I'm taking control of my day rather than how am I going to be bouncing off, and most of us do, bouncing off the world and what the world is saying to us, you know? And I think we're now creating our own dialogue. And when you create your own dialogue, you get back what you create. And I do truly believe I create my own reality. And as I wake up, I set that intention. And then I go on to whatever I need to be doing. My brushing my teeth and do my routine. But I'm usually, I'm out of the house. I'll schedule my night before. I'll have my planner lay down what I kind of want to experience And then I'll start engaging in that tasks, whatever it is I needed to do. And not always, I don't always follow it, but I usually have that in a guideline. But I think having my routine of kind of getting in the morning and getting present and then setting out into my day is very critical, for not only myself, but for anybody really who wants to move forward and keep leveling up as they wake up every morning. Because every day is a new day to a wise man, somebody said. Wise man, wise woman, right? So I think that's just an interesting way to start your day.
Interesting. You said so many wonderful things there. And again, I love honing in on the patterns that I talked about at the beginning of the show and that comprise those three pillars. And yeah. One of those was a word that came to my mind listening to you on how you schedule every night before you wake up with intentions, setting your intention, create a dialogue with your dialogue with yourself.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
create
really,
your own dialogue.
Myself. It really is, you know?
Yeah. And so what I noticed that's common among successful entrepreneurs, what that is what I call discipline. You know, it's continually doing what you know is going to get you to the next step in your life, wherever that may be. But it's doing something that you may not necessarily want to do. I don't want to sit down and take notes right before I go to bed because I'm tired every night. And you probably don't either, but yet you do. And yeah. That's the thing. You know, we didn't want to make our beds as kids, but if we didn't, we might get, well, back in our day, maybe, Tim, we might get spanked. But for those today, they might get timeouts. I don't know what it is today.
They get a candy if they do a good job or something.
And so that's an away motivation. And what you're doing is a discipline for a toward motivation, and that is success in succeeding greater the next day, in bringing more people aware to what your mission and purpose is, to your shows, to your network, to everything you're doing, which is phenomenal, by the way. Thank you for being that light for the world to shine upon. We need more people like you, definitely.
Thank you, Brian. But you know, it really is, you know, and in reference to the getting up and setting your day the night before, you know, I'm a big Franklin Covey planner to the point where we created our own planner, we call intentional planner offer on the network, on the foundation, where it's a blend between a Franklin planner and an intentional process that we created. So you can keep track of all your tasks that you want, as well as create what intentions you want for the day, right? And then you have 365 days, you just follow it each day. But planning ahead of time, when I was working for the man years ago, I insist, in fact, it was mandatory that every staff, I mean, I was the vice president of operations for a $100 million company, and I had all my VP team, my regional teams, everybody had to have a Franklin planner. Everybody had to use a planner, because when you use a planner, when you give tasks out, now you can delegate, you're not abdicating. And so when I sit down with people, and to this day, even my company now, Golden Home Services, home healthcare company in Atlanta, everybody has the planner, because that's how you delegate. And when you ask someone to do something, they write it down in their planner. I'll say, did you write it down in your planner? And you know, and even with myself, I have to hold myself accountable for that time. Sometimes I forget to, whatever it may be. But it's to me, it's my brain on paper. And now a lot of people use their phones, which is fine to some degree. But not just some old school, but I use my phone for like calendar reminders. But the planner to me is really critical. It gives you a chance to write. And writing in cursive and writing in general brings your left, right brain hemisphere to a point where it flows smoothly. And it's a processing tool, really, more than anything. And so at nighttime, I'll use that. I'll set my day out. And my day might not go towards exactly how my planner, as I planned it out, right? Because always there's a new routine or some ball thrown into the mix there that kind of gets you off task, but it's a guiding light. I can always go back to it. And then I know all my staff and people who work with me are on the planner too. So we're kind of united in direction. And to me, that's probably been one of my biggest successes in not just this endeavor I'm doing now, but just in all my endeavors in the past, is the use of a daily planner.
I love that tip because, you know, there's so many people that just go at it blindly forever.
The yellow notepad. I mean, it drives me crazy because what do you do with the yellow notepad? You leave it somewhere. You never get back to it. You never review your notes.
True.
Everything all in one location. You can access it. You remember the day. You can write down the time. It's the perfect reference, you know. And our intentional planners, which we call them, called the seed of intention and sprouts of intention, does just that. It's a planner, which I'm a big advocate for, but also it puts in our attention process that we created on not only UI Media Network, but also in the foundation, that people could use to every day track their intentions they're creating and manage it and watch it manifest in their lives. So it's like, you know, as not good entrepreneurs, you know, Brian, you're killing two birds with one stone, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, I like to think of the metaphor of, well, it's a metaphor. Like if you have a dart and you're going to throw it and try to hit a target, if you don't have a target and you throw it, you're darn sure going to miss because there's nothing to hit. And so what Tim is talking about is creating that target. Yes. And then he said, and I'm reading words into your mouth by metaphor, and that is you don't always hit the target. But the thing is, he's always throwing darts and there is a target. And so it's a combination of two things. He set up a schedule of intentions and tasks. And that's not enough. He then takes action the following day to probably hit most, if not all. Sometimes life gets in the way and we have things that come and interrupt, and that's okay. But he's done this on a habitual basis. So I'm just saying that, Tim, to let people know they don't have to be perfectionists. They don't have to hit a home run, get an A-plus every single time. It's a guide, but it's your guide for your life to succeed, whether it's business, personal, or both. It probably is both, I would imagine. Would you mind?
I use my personal on my planner all the time.
Sweet. And just for our guests, and probably for me a little bit too, could you kind of delineate the difference between an intention and a task? What would be an example of each so people can be clear on that?
Sure. Well, an intention I consider like a purposeful thought, but more so it's a knowing that hasn't happened yet. You know, that's what we use at the intention, at the United Intention Foundation. And a knowing that hasn't happened yet is basically you're creating something that you want to experience. And like we call it using inspired action. The old way of just you set your goal and you put your task to meet your goal, right? That seems like it's similar, but when you create your intention and then you take inspired action from your intention, there's a subtle difference to it. And one of the differences, one, you're allowing the universe to flow with you and to make sure that whatever's coming your way is what's really best for you. And the first one, the goal/task, is more of a forced by nature, an old Piscean way of forcing things to happen to you. And often we think we know what's best for ourselves, but if we sit back and we realize, well, there's much more than just this three-dimensional Tim Ray. There's this, I believe I'm connected to source. I'm connected to the universe. I'm connected to a higher power, whatever it may be. And that higher power may have other plans for me. And taking account these other plans, the intent for me, the intention process inspired action is more of a cleaner way of taking that extra information that I may not be open to into account to where I may not be so tied to my expectation, what my goal and task is, but a higher purpose and driven in that flow. Mm. So, interesting, I'm glad you asked that question, because it's a major difference between the intention, inspired action, and the goal and the task, because this inspired action is where I'll create the intention. I'll put it out there where I want to experience. It could be anything. Like I use an example, I wanted to get piano lessons for my son years ago. And so I could have went on Google, that was my goal. I could have went on Google, started looking up people who come to my house and teach me piano lessons. But what I did instead is I just put the intention out there. I didn't go Google, and the intention was the highest, the best person to come in who would work out best. So I put it out there in the universe, wherever you want to call it. And then I went on to my day. And now my mind is scanning for this opportunity if it appears. And so I'm driving my car that next day, literally the next day, and there's a car in front of me that's on the back of the car said, I come to your home to give piano lessons. This is a true story. And it was probably the car I've seen before. I just never, my subconscious mind was not scanning for it because it didn't have the intention behind it. And it turns out that this guy came, lived near us. He was perfect. My son Tommy loved him. And it was it was effortless. And now I could have went to Google or went to Yellow Pages, whatever you wanted back then you wanted to use it, and I could have went to two or three people to get the right person. But here I just allowed the universe to work for me through the intention process. And the inspired action was this. It appeared in my life. Now I take action. And that was me getting on the phone and calling the guy.
There you go.
So that's the subtle difference between setting goals and tasks and setting intentions and inspired action.
That's so awesome. It's kind of like the movie Bruce Almighty. There was a scene in there with, I forgot his name, the incredible actor, a comedian. Anyway, he's driving along, and he's saying, okay, God, I'm going to do whatever you say. Just show me a sign. Give me a sign, any kind of sign. And it was downpouring rain, and he was really downtrodden. It's dark. And right in front of him, because his headlights are shining on it, is a flatbed truck full of, guess what? Signs, literal signs that said, turn back, stop, go away, all these things. And, you know, then he went to go past him. He goes, God, anything, just show me a sign. And the next scene is, boom, he's in a pool.
That's a great example, Brian, how we're in denial of our what's available for us. When we emphasize this in my work, too, and also especially on the Conscious Media Network, that UI Media Network, is that, guys, there has to be something more than just this body. And I don't care what you want to call it. You can call it Jesus. You can call it Buddha. You can call it higher power. You can call it the higher self. You can call it the universe. You can call it source, whatever it may be. But knowing that we're all interconnected, or a collective consciousness, but we're interconnected to something more than just us. And some people are totally cut off from that understanding or belief system. And so be it. This is whatever lessons I consider what they need to learn in this life, right? But nevertheless, once we understand that I have that connection and there's higher purposes here, whatever it may be, then I allow myself to go into that routine of where I'm end up. And often what I do, like with the United Intentions Foundation, it was a Field of Dreams type of experience. You know, I didn't know what I was building. I was just going forward with it because I was inspired action, right? And I took the action, and it developed into what we are today. And I could never have done this if I sat down, put my business plan together, wrote out all the specifics of what I was going to do for the next 3 years, 5 years, put my profit margin down, wrote all this stuff down. It would have never been what it is today. You know, I had to be in the flow of the steps of where I was. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, who knows what it looked like.
I love that. And flow is another term that comes up often. And I love the fact that you've combined intentions and tasks. And tasks could be aligned with what our traditional goals are to achieve those goals, I should say. And that
this is the new intentional business model. And
I love
this
it.
Is where I think we're growing to. And people like you get it, you know, Brian, because I know you enough to know that.
Because it puts you in alignment subconsciously. Right? Yes. You're in alignment, and also it then becomes congruent with your value system. And like you said, you may have seen that car 500 times, it could have been, but because it was now in your awareness, because you set that intention, it then became an alignment with the task you wanted to achieve, and then you took action. It was a beautiful, beautiful...
You're an avid reader. I'm an avid reader, and you wrote a quote earlier about the real successful people out there read. You know, and more so, they read the right things, right?
Yes.
So I always took to reading, and it's a little saddening to me. Like for my kids and the generation down, reading is not as important. Sometimes you get the bug, you know. I mean, they can always read more later on. I'm sure they will when they get really interested in it. But it seems like the dying art for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But I think it's critical to our critical thinking. But with reading, when you read your book and you learn a new vocabulary word you've never seen before, you have to look it up. What does that mean, right? Tell me you don't see it every other book or every other page that you read from then on forward. It pops up everywhere because now your subconscious mind is scanning. It's brought that into reality, and it's scanning to see that word. Same concept with the intentions. Same concept with the inspired action. It's that you're not working as hard. You don't have to sweat out. It's not so fear-based. If I don't meet this goal, I'm not going to – and I don't get this task done – it's nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to feed my kids. You're sitting back and you're allowing yourself to work with your team. You believe you have angels on your team or spirit or Jesus or whatever it may be. You're not alone. You're never alone. I don't believe we're ever alone. So we're just including more people on our team to succeed. If you want a simpler way to look at it. We're not here in this realm, perhaps.
And it makes sense. And a lot of people want to make more of it than it truly is. And you did a very good job of really bringing it down to earth for those who thought it was above and way out there. You know, it's just like, how many times have you went out and you've either bought in a car or you became highly interested in a certain type of car that was different than the one you previously owned. And now, all of a sudden, they're everywhere. How did that happen? They're everywhere. You never saw them before, but now they're everywhere, every corner. Same exact thing.
This is the power of the subconscious mind.
Exactly.
You know, and if you want to talk about that, let me know, because I could talk about that forever. Because
I love
it. Subconscious mind runs the show. We're not in charge. Our subconscious is.
Oh, the show's already over. I didn't know if I told you. We're near the end. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, this is right spot on. So for those of you just joining, Mind Body Business, we have been hitting mind the entire show. And I love that, because really, If you think about it, the mind and your mindset is the foundation of where you are today. It's the foundation of where you'll be tomorrow. And if you haven't mastered mindset, in other words, putting in positive elements into your life and ridding yourself of negative and using tools and techniques that are proven to work, and Tim is going through some right now where he sets I don't know what you're calling it, a planner that includes both tasks and intentions in a very remarkable way. There it is, seeds of intention. Love it.
And this is like right up my alley. This is made for me, this intentional planner, you know, because I'm a big Frank and Covey advocate, you know, and at the same time, I'm a big intentional believer of the process. So we just combine the two. And, you know, it's the best things in sliced bread. It really is.
Right on. Let's shift gears just a hair. And, you know, hey, it's Mind Body Business Show. Maybe we can move into body and talk about that. Because, again, all three are equally as important to achieve peak performance and peak success in my humble opinion, but it's really not an opinion. It's just too obvious. It's out there, the patterns. I know that you are an avid exercise aholic. You love.
How do you know that, Ryan?
A little bird told me. yeah, we have a common, what do you call it? A
common denominator.
Common connection. That helps us to know this. But I wanted to know you from your standpoint, what makes physical fitness important to you? What makes it important for your business and for your personal life? How does that play into the
world? I mean, there's just so many layers to that. But also the first thing is, you know, as an entrepreneur and a maverick and, like you say, relentless type of person who can goes no matter what's thrown at you. It's the number one stress reliever for me is working out, because the slew of biochemicals that are released, from the endorphins to the, you know, the oxycodones, whatever that hormone I'm thinking of. I mean, it's just constantly nonstop release of biochemicals, which affects us and puts us in this parasympathetic mode. We live in basically a sympathetic response world. It's always fear-based. And you put the news on, you do anything. You go outside and you see things. Our subconscious is scanning really through fear, through activation reticular system in the back of our brain to look for trouble, look for problems. And so with looking for trouble, guess what comes in our reality? Trouble. We find trouble all the time. So when you're working out, it actually relieves you of that sympathetic nervous response of fear and puts you into a parasympathetic response of safety, of critical thinking, of imagination, which is part of our frontal lobe. And it does it automatically when you get a really good workout, whether it's working out with weights or on the bike or whatever it may be. We'll go for a walk after dinner or something. And it's not just once in a while, but having a routine is critical because it keeps the mindset clear on that level. But to me, it's one of the important ones. And guys, I'm not just person who doesn't miss working out or doesn't miss, I write my planner every night religiously. But I know when I'm off track and what I need to do to get back on track and that road to success for myself. And everyone maybe have a little different approach, but this is what I have done for me. And I personally like working out with weights. I feel better about it. You know, I think I'm always yo-yoing at any given, I could put on 5-10 pounds at any given moment. You know, and what sucks is as an entrepreneur, you're always going out traveling and you're eating all the time out. And that's like, to me, it's like, oh my God, I got the routine where I have my nice meals. I got, you know, things I got prepared on what's healthy. It's non-GMO. It's no fluoride, no sodium fluoride in my water. I got my routine, you know, and when you go out, you have to go off task and you 2-3 days in a row, as you know, now you really, your body's adjusting to this new lifestyle of eating and not working out if that's the case. So to me, I get very little, a little bit anxious when I can't get my good workout in if I'm traveling often, which I try to minimize as much as possible. But it's critical. It's critical, I believe, to anybody's success for those reasons alone, and there's many more reasons, I'm sure, if we explore it further.
Many more, yeah. You're hitting on the main primary ones, which were stress relief. The other thing I found that it gave was an absolute...
Oxytocin, by the way, was the name of the...
there we go.
Thank you, Anne. We're doing a watch party. And guys, do a watch party out there on this, too. We have so much more fun and interesting stuff we'll be doing. But, yeah, that's exactly the hormone, the oxytocin.
Yeah, that's right. Comment, ask questions on wherever you're watching. Could be Facebook, Periscope, Twitch. There's many. We're streaming live to 9 different platforms simultaneously. Please do come in and join us and get into the conversation. But one thing I noticed of many things, also you said the word several times. The word was routine. Another perfect word that also means discipline. And so there is this common theme. And the reason I bring that up, Tim, is that is a common theme of everyone I've interviewed that has achieved success. Everyone. There is a form of discipline. And, you know, a lot of people look at that in its own right as a four-letter word, the D word. No, I don't want to have discipline in my life. It's really about just forming habits, good habits. Yeah. And so discipline has a negative connotation to some. It really just means forming habits that are going to be beneficial to you. That's all it is. And it's sticking to them.
And it is. And, you know, I'm going to butcher Dale Carnegie's quote of you know, this, what he mentioned a long time ago, is that, you know, inspiration is fleeting. Method is really the only way you could move forward in whatever project or program you're working on. Because, I mean, the inspiration is so, I mean, I go around the country now, around the world, actually. And I talk about the subconscious process of how making permanent, authentic change in the human mind, that what you just said, routine, is all a routine, a new routine. If you want to change routine, all it is a new neural pathway you're creating in your mind, because our neurons can be created. And, they're, you know, neuroplasticity, we know this now is to be true. But it was always true. It was just we never really explored it to the degree that we do now. And through creating new neural pathways from the old stinking thinking that we have, you know, and one of the biggest things, probably the biggest, and you tell me if you agree, Mr. Entrepreneur himself, that one of the biggest setbacks for a new entrepreneur, for the most part, even an ongoing one who has somewhat to have success, is the word procrastination, or some people say being lazy. And what I discovered over the years, and never realized this, because most of our influences in the first 7 years of our life, this is when we created our new neural pathways, our core beliefs, that we will use for the rest of our lives in whatever new adult scenarios. But the first 7 years, when we're most susceptible, is when we create these beliefs. And that's where procrastination comes in. But procrastination really is a failure belief, a failure program. We have been programmed at a very young age to fail. Yep. So when we're procrastinating, it's not you just being lazy and you just want to relax and watch TV or eat ice cream and not deal with whatever you need to deal with. It is in subconscious level on a deeper neural pathway in the brain. There's a belief system there, and each one may have a little variety of a different one, but the belief system overall is that you will fail. You should sabotage yourself. It's called self-sabotage. And you need to slow down, or you'll look for excuse not to focus on it now, or you'll get somebody else to try to do it, and you want to advocate responsibility, not delegate, or whatever it looks like in your life. But it's a failure program. And until we address the subconscious failure program and create a new neural pathway for success, it's always going to be that monster in the back of our minds. And I tell you what, Brian, you know, I deal with that any given time myself, although I literally reprogram myself as we speak to not stay focused on procrastination. But it's once you realize how the failure belief system, this belief of failure, once you realize and you bring to your conscious attention that, wow, I'm doing this, you start every day doing a little less and a little less and a little less. And then before you know it, you have a new belief system, an internal belief system, that, you know what, you're making decisions to succeed, and you're not making decisions to self-sabotage yourself. You know what's really interesting, and you might have heard this before, but you know why, like, a lot of people win lottery? Because you should know, you should probably know this. People who win the lottery, within the first year, this is crazy statistics, 95% of everyone who wins the lottery within the first year, 95% within the first year, either lose all their money, or they go to jail, or they end up dead. 95%, I'm not talking about little, I'm talking about win the millions, right? I mean, and why do you think that? Because they're programmed to fail. they're in the rich dad, poor dad mentality. They don't realize that our subconscious mind is a million times more powerful than a conscious mind, and it runs the show. Yes. And until we deal with these negative program beliefs that we created when we were young, then we're going to self-sabotage ourselves. And this is why people win the lottery, self-sabotage their own success, because they're unconsciously looking to fail. And that's just the bottom line.
And to that end, there is good news for everyone watching, because we all were brought up in certain ways. Many of us, the majority of us, in that what we call the imprint stage, what you talked about, the first 7 years of your life. How many times did we as kids hear the word no? How many? I mean, ungodly amount of times to say, you know, don't touch that. Don't play with that. Get that out of your mouth. All that stuff. Everything as a kid, and it's rarely a positive thing. And unfortunately, more often it was positive than negative. And then as we get adults, we don't hear it as much. But right. Yeah, the imprint stage, as you were talking about, and that does form a lot of beliefs. The good news for everyone watching, because some might be thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to stop playing the lottery. I don't want to die. Well, the thing is, it might be a smart thing not to play the lottery, but if it's fun for you, just do continue. The thing is, there is a way to reroute your wiring in your brain, and that's a way to redecide limiting beliefs that were formed back in that time, in your 0 to 7 years. And there is a science called neuro-linguistic programming that can help you do that. I have been through it myself, and I am now a certified practitioner in NLP. To me, when I first heard of this, I was the first one in the seat going, whoa, whoa, this is woo-woo. And thought, wow, what is this hocus-pocus stuff they're talking about? And the more I learned, the more I leaned forward. And not, you know, I learned all the way forward till I fell out of my chair, got up, and started signing up for programs to learn at a deep level. And then
welcome to the world of neuroplasticity, and that we could retrain our brain, really do anything. And that you're right. That is the real truth of the story. Even we got one of the folks on here mentions, agree, but most of the time we are very successful if we encourage ourselves. And that's true. You create a new neural pathway when you start encouraging yourself, or others encourage you. But you hit on it. The NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming, the neuroplasticity, changing our mindset, creating new neural pathways, really is the solution. And it's not a woo-woo. It is hard science. In fact, it's more hard science than most of what we read in our actual science books today, because they're about 30 years out of date. They're not even caught up to the biology of belief, or how our DNA, we could create brand new DNA never seen before, or the nature versus nurture. It's 95% nurture and only 5% nature. You know, so we're not destined to our forefathers. We're not destined to live our sins of our father or whatever they may be. We create new reality every day, not only through our thoughts and feelings, but through our intention process. We create brand new DNA in our body never seen before, when we know how to do the intention process of being in a positive frequency mindset, as you talk about all the time. We literally can heal ourselves on many levels, not just on a mental game of creating intentions and manifesting them, but also on actually healing the body.
Yes. It's amazing. It's amazing. The mind is so powerful, and the mind and body are connected and intertwined in every cell, in every cell of our being. And it's amazing what shifting your mindset from the subconscious level does for you as a person. It literally, and I'm not a dramatic person, but it literally changed my life for the better. I'm more outgoing, more happy. I love talking and interacting with people. Before, I loved people. I didn't like interacting with them. I just didn't want to. I didn't know. Now it's like, I won't, poor people, or I'll talk to anybody. In the elevator, I'm that guy, the one that talks. But I do it with kindness, with integrity. I don't just, you know, blat out at them. I have a good time in joining the human race and having fun and making friends wherever I go. And it becomes instant, building rapport. All because I learned this science called NLP. It is absolutely a science. It's not just a thought. It's not a theory. It works. I've seen it time and again, and it's worked on me time and again. It's real. And
well, it's something we're doing every day. If you're the type of person who we've been programmed to fail, whether procrastination or the other type of program, but yet you're encouraging yourself every day to make a different decision than you normally would, to self-sabotage yourself, that's NLP. We're NLPing ourselves every day, whether we're aware of it or not. But if we allow ourselves to go down that road of the water seeps its lowest level and feed into our old negative programs, then we're also neuro NLP in ourselves, but in a negative way, you know? So we'll constantly program ourselves. The question is, do you want to program yourself for success, or do you want to program yourself for self-sabotaging and a failure type of mentality?
And the cool thing is that negative program is the result of repetition over days, weeks, months, and years of feeding yourself the same information. The really good news is with NLP, one process, like to redecide a limiting belief, takes a grand total, are you sitting down, of 7 minutes. And it works, and it's done. It's done. You have redecided. I'm no longer going to procrastinate. I'm now going to focus and crush it every single day. I'm going to set my intentions and achieve those tasks because I have the planner that Tim Ray has developed. Because I'm taking action. But procrastination, what the heck is that? I don't remember what that is. You'll remember what it is, but you will not ever procrastinate.
Well, you can be reminded at any given time. And I will say this, I truly believe, I work with really some top scientists, Dr. Vern Morgan here in Atlanta. He's one of my mentors. And we created what we call the Fast Track products, which we sell on our site. It's all about reprogramming your stinking thinking, reprogramming your brain for success. And one of the things is that we do have developed a core belief. And a core beliefs usually never change. And so the process really works with NLP, as you're saying, as well as I call subconscious programming, is when you program yourself for success, it's not that you're changing your core belief.
Correct.
It's almost impossible. But you're creating a new neural pathway that your conscious mind can pull from, which has positive strategies of success, rather than pulling from your old negative core beliefs on that topic issue, let's say procrastination. Instead of pulling from that old one, it's pulling from the new neural pathway. So eventually what happens, that old core belief on procrastination through what they call synaptic pruning, is that it dies down. You're not walking that pathway as much because you got a new pathway now to walk, a pathway that has strategies. I always engage the customer. I always follow up after meetings. I always do what's best for myself and for other people. You know, these are the new strategies that you're embedding into your subconscious mind that you thinking can't self-sabotage because it's not even aware that you're doing it. But when you can bring it to a conscious level of that, then, and you believe it, that's when you're syncing your subconscious belief with your conscious belief and can make real change on an authentic level rather than just an inspirational moment where, you know, how many people you know go out and buy the books and they go to the seminars and they do everything and they wonder why they're back on their couch again watching TV and not having any success in their life,
because
they're not making real authentic change, bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. So totally concur with all that. It's, you know, I'm so happy that this is how this show turned. The direction we went has been predominantly on mindset, and I am absolutely ecstatic that it has. Because it rarely does. It's usually a little mindset, a little mixture. But the thing is, this is such a great time for it because, you know, if we went more into body, we touched on it. If we went more into business, we really haven't touched on business too much.
Right.
Neither of those latter two actually matter unless the mindset is in proper order to begin with. Because you'll self-sabotage on working out. You'll self-sabotage on eating right. You'll self-sabotage on all the tasks that are at hand for your business. If your mindset is not rock solid, or at least more solid than it is today, and you're not procrastinating, and your limiting beliefs have been plucked, those weeds from the garden are gone, if you haven't worked on that area of your mind, then it's going to be really tough to succeed in the other areas of your life.
You know, beautifully stated, and because I tell people all the time, you know, I did a speech, presentation in the Bahamas a little while ago, or maybe a year or two ago. And I said, you know, who here believes, we're talking about how to become a millionaire. Who here believes skill set is the way to go? And then I said, who here believes mindset is the way? Which one do you think is more important? And I said to him, and I gave some reason, like I say now, but I said, mindset will always trump skill set. Because I don't care if you don't have a skill, but you could be taught a skill for the most part if you use repetition, as you say, and have information or knowledge somebody can share that with you and you learn on your own. But mindset, if you have a self-sabotaging program or belief in you, no matter what your skill set is, you're going to sabotage that, like you just said. So mindset will always trump skill set. So why don't we focus on mindset first in business, and then we'll worry about skill set later on when we got our stinking thinking taken care of.
And that's what shifted my life in a great grand way was I finally met my mentor, who I alluded to earlier, and his name is Mel Cutler. Love that man. He literally, by age, could be my son. I look up to him. I learned so much from him. And he held two-day life seminars, and I first experienced one of those, and I thought, my gosh, what you just said, Tim, was what he was saying, and backed it with this science and told us and took us through a process from stage where I felt the difference. I'm like, my God, he's the only one. Everyone talks about the importance of mindset and say your affirmations in the morning and play great music when you wake up and you're going to become a better person. Now let's get into the marketing. And then 90% of it is marketing. And so this was one where it focused 100% on mindset and sprinkled in business and marketing and sales. Sprinkled.
Yeah.
And I thought, nobody does this, and it makes total sense, and it's having impact on me. As I sit here watching and listening, I said, I have to learn this stuff at a deep level and share it. So that's
It reminds me of like these allopathic doctors. You know, they go through this MD school. They pay $100,000 plus to get trained. And what they do is they spend one week on nutrition. And nutrition, as we know now, especially for integrative doctors, nutrition is how you heal yourself. The most important thing you could do is eating foods that are actual, and people think, oh, I take a pill, it heals myself. No pharmaceutical drug, nothing heals anybody. Only thing that heals a human being is themselves. Now, the drug may come in and prevent a symptom from appearing, and allows the body to heal itself. But the only healing going on is through the body, through inside here, our own pharmaceutical pharmacy that we have in our brain, and our biochemicals in our brain and our body is where we pull all our drugs from. There's more concentrated amount. But, you know, they get no training on this and nutrition, but the same concept with the mindset you're saying. We get like a week of mindset, and then the rest is, okay, just get your strategy, marketing, get your business plan together, let's get your – what's your performer look like, and how you gonna, you know, and then you leave, and then now you start holding the bear, like, okay, what do I do now? I want to go home and sit on the couch and watch TV. You know?
Exactly. Hey, you know what? We're 2 minutes from the top of the hour, and the good thing is I'm not on a schedule where we get like cut off the air. So I do have one more very profound question to ask of you, and the cool thing is, to date, not a single person who preceded you on this show has answered it the same way as anyone before them.
Oh, wow.
It's been very unique. Yeah, it's very, very cool. I do expect that at some point there will be someone who does. So that doesn't mean you have to answer differently. No pressure. But it can be a profound question to some. It has been, actually. And it has provoked some thought. So if it takes a little bit to gather your thoughts, silent, you know, people don't like dead air time and it makes them nervous. You're a pro. By the way, this guy, Tim, goodness, we got to talk more about that. Oh, I can't stand that we're running out of time. But before we jump into that question real quick, I promised everyone I need to remind them now, this is how you can enter to win a 5-night stay at a 5-star resort in Mexico, compliments of powertexting.com. And there are two ways to enter. Probably the easiest is to pick up your phone and text the bottom part, which is text the word PEAK, that's PEAK, to the phone number 661-535-1624. So type in the phone number, which is 661-535-1624, and then in the message area, type in the word PEAK, P-E-A-K, and then hit the send button. And we will get that entry, and we will pick a winner, and you will be notified via, you guessed it, text. Again, this is Power Texting. This is their system running in the background when you do this. Amazing, Trayla, amazing.
And everybody out there, do this right away.
Yes.
Gives away these vacations all every week.
That's you right.
Guys, everybody listen, share with everyone. Get them and text in 661-535-1624. This is incredible. You're not going to get this opportunity again. So do that right now.
That's right. Thank you. See, I told you, this guy's polished. I love it. And the other option is if you must go to a website, you can do that. And you do have our permission to do this right now. Open up a new tab so you can still hear us because we still are coming back with that great question. Go to the Mind Body Business Show. Don't forget the word the mindbodybusinessshow.com/vacation. The mindbodybusinessshow.com/vacation. And just enter your information right there. It's an opt-in form, real easy. And again, It's all powered by powertexting.com, so be sure to enter your phone number. It's a requirement anyway, your cell number, mobile number. Do that now. Let's get a winner. I can't wait to announce who that is. And back to the man of the hour, Mr. Tim Ray, and to the question of the hour, the big one. And so just to even make it easier for you, Tim, there is no...
Make it hard. I like it. I like it hard. I like hard questions.
It'll be thought-provoking, but... The thing about the answer you give, there is no such thing as a wrong answer. It can't be one.
You know what? I used to say that, but sometimes there is, you know, like, you know, some of the folks, I'm joking, but, you know, I used to say it all the time. Some people say, oh, there's never a wrong. I'm like, yeah, sometimes people say something really dumb, you know, but okay.
Yeah. In this particular case, I know you will answer it authentically. There won't be. In fact, the only correct answer is your answer. There's all no right. other correct answer because it's yours. This is how you perceive it and no one else. All right. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Tim Ray, how do you define success?
Wow. You know, I'd have to say my definition of success has changed every 5 or so years. When I was younger, it was wearing a business suit, you know, and, you know, the monkey suit I used to call it, and wearing a tie. And walking around like I was some manager of something, you know, in my teens or 20s. That and I, you know, I got a certain amount of cars and I got a certain amount of house, whatever I was dreaming about. That would have been my old definition of success, right? In this three-dimensional world, identification with shiny objects. And as I got older, you know, then I switched to a family, you know, kids. That's more success for me. And then as it now in my age, you know, my middle of my life now is really, I define success by my influence with people and their influence with me, my connection with other human beings, my other connection, and not even just human beings, my connection with life, you know, beyond humanity, animals, nature. To me, I see this is critical. In fact, I've dedicated the last so many years at you know, at the, you know, probably the amazement and surprise of my folks who run my home healthcare company, because I'm not as engaged like I used to be. And like, Tim, you know, what's going on? I've dedicated my years and hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, over the years to what I believe and of leveling up humanity. So I would say whether I do or not, you know, I'm also in the process of just monetizing our foundation, you know, trying to make it self-sufficient. So my definition of success in that level from a business perspective would be, can it self-sustain itself? Can the foundation sustain itself? And that's where we are right now. We're in the process of selling products, process of self-sustaining the foundation through the UI Media Network and so on down the line. So I would define part of that there, but my main part is, am I following my purpose? Am I within my purpose? My purpose is my purpose. It's not your purpose, Brian. It's not anybody listening's purpose. It's my purpose. And if I'm following my purpose, to me now today, that is how I define success. Am I waking up in the morning and I get to go to work? I don't have to go to work. You know, that's where it's a whole nother belief system. And when people are living their purpose, or people are living where they feel joy, and again, it's not always what you're doing. In fact, all the time, I say it all the time, it's not really what you're doing, it's who you're doing it with. And usually if I'm doing my purpose, whatever that may be. And I think we have multiple purposes in life. I really do. I don't think it's just one purpose. I found it. I'm going to do that for the rest of my life. I think we're in the flow of life. We're in the universal flow of creating our intentions and manifesting and following inspired action. Our purpose was always growing, and it may be a larger purpose. It may not be. I mean, we don't know. And we're not going to know, I don't think, until we transition off into our unity of spiritual connection again. You know, conscious connection. But at the same time, my purpose is, I believe, what's unique to everyone on an individual level. And to me, that's my, I would define my success. Am I in my purpose? Are you in your purpose? You should go home and just thank God that you're connected to your purpose and connected to that higher power, whatever that may be. And now you have found success. And listen, my experiment with this foundation, Brian, may fail. It may go right down the tubes. Conscious media, creating a conscious media network. You know, it's not supported on a mainstream media level at this point yet, but it may not. I may not get enough people to help us support it and move forward on it. But nevertheless, I believe what I'm doing is my purpose, and I believe that's success. And I could fold up office tomorrow and still feel successful about what I've done, because I am making, I'm not trying to change, or I'm trying to make an impact. I am making an impact. I yes. am changing the world for a better. I am leveling up, and I know I am. And I know people who are on a team, because I'm not doing this, our team really doing it. The more people come on board, we are making change. We are leveling up this world. And to me, you know, that's enough for me. I mean, I'll go home and have a beer now, you know?
Yeah, and I concur. You are already making an impact and making that change in the world. I know your goal is more lofty than where it is now, which, you know what? If we ever achieve that pinnacle of place where we think, I've made it, I don't need to go any farther, to me, that equals one word, and that's boredom and no purpose.
Yeah, I'd rather be penniless and living in the street and not then rather be bored. I'm with you on that, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I like retirement's not a word that exists in my dictionary anymore.
That's a death sentence for
it
most
is,
people.
It is. Man. Yeah, and I, you know, till my last beat, or at least as long as I'm able, all I want to do is help people. And that's where you are coming from. And true to form, you know, your focus was on influence and connection, right? Influence and connection. And throughout, the underlying theme was helping people. Helping people to become aware of, you know, this getting rid of their stinking thinking, of aware of setting intentions so they can follow through with tasks, to be more congruent with themselves, to have a easier path to success than they're currently going through. Everything put together, and I know you're having an impact because I've watched. I do watch. I do check on your page on occasion, and I see the comments in there, and you're getting a lot of people saying thank you so much. Everything's positive. They're loving what you are providing from the network itself, and I can only imagine from behind the network. And by the way, I almost forgot to say, you have a gift that you are looking to offer our viewers, the free yes. intentional planner.
Yes, we do. It's a gift that costs a little, but you know we have gifts. You know, we also have I think I am giving away a intentional planner, aren't I? I think you set that up, right?
I believe.
So, I'm sure one of the girls set that up. So is there a number that they're supposed to call? Did they leave that in there at all?
I can pick one of the...
They tell me to do stuff and I just do it, you know? So
first prize will be the vacation or the intentional planner, and the second prize will be the opposite, the vacation.
You know, guys, you got to stay on the show for the whole full hour to get the opportunity to go on this vacation, you know? So don't forget that. But I want to say one thing. You said something very important to me, and this is where I think you need to look at your own purpose and your own self-awareness. Like, there's common themes in everybody's lives, you know, and you have to kind of be the armchair quarterback, or at least reflect back on your life and figure out what yours is. And what I came to the conclusion years ago, and it just, you know, because I think like that, is I'm a caretaker, you know. And what does that look like? Well, you know, at first I started out, I was a mental health counselor. You know, I was in college. I was a mental health counselor. And then I got into the senior care business, you know, caring for seniors, you know. And now I'm into the conscious media, and also, you know, uniting our attention, the power of our intention, which how we could heal ourselves and heal others, you know. So that's me. That's Tim Ray. Tim Ray is a caregiver. You could call him a mental health counselor. You could call him a home health care provider. You could call him the founder of United Intentions, Power of Intent, whatever it may be. And come next 5 years from now, Brian, I don't know what, but I will tell you this. It will be related to being a caregiver and being a caretaker. And that's just me. Some people are not. Some people are just visionaries, and they do something totally non-caretaking way. And we need that. We need a variety of people. Yes. Not everyone needs to be a caretaker. But that's me. That's my purpose. And I know I feel the best, and I give my best when I'm caretaking. And you know, and I'm not the type of person who loves a direct caretake. You know, I've been in the senior care business, but I know how to take care of people who do take care of the people who directly. And to me, that's my role I play in the short period of time. I'm here for for 80 plus or minus years, and I'm comfortable with that. I don't need to be anything more than that.
Fantastic. So let me remind folks, we'll just do it this way. We'll have two winners. One will win the 5-night stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. And the other, I'm actually leaning toward the free intentional planner. That would be even more worthwhile, because with that, you can change your life and go on many more trips. Text the word P-E-A-K.
The gift that keeps on giving.
That's right. That's what you want. So you want long-term success, long-term results, not the quick short-term kills. So type in the number 661-535-1624, enter the message PEAK, P-E-A-K, and hit the send button right now. to enter, and we will choose one from each, and we will notify the winner, and I'll get with you, Tim, on how to get that free planner to them, and we will take it from there. That does it for this show. We went over about 10 minutes, and that's fine. Jimmy cracked corn, you know what I'm saying? So,
wow, I can't believe we did that. Is that really an hour has been so fast? Wow.
Every time, and I appreciate you. We got 50. If we go 50 more, we can make it two.
Hey, I'll do whatever you want, brother.
I know you would. And I know you need your sleep too here on the East Coast, and it's 10 o'clock there right now. So and on that note, Tim, very seriously, I so sincerely appreciate you coming on the show. You're an extremely busy guy, very successful. I don't know how you do it. I mean, everywhere I look, you're on yet
another
show.
It's my team. Honestly, I have the most incredible people. I have people who run my home health company, Greta Fall, Juno Brewer. I got my folks at the foundation, LaShawn, and I got my partners, Jennifer, and I mean, Jennifer and Shannon McVeigh, who's my partner, Wake in Atlanta. I got, the producers, Suchi, and executive. I got the whole team makes it happen. And trust me, I give them all the credit because it wouldn't happen without them.
And without your leadership, and you are also a visionary, by the way. I don't know if you knew that, but you are, because they're following your lead, and that's a great thing. You're multi-talented, and it's very obvious. And you're also, a buffed manly man, so I like that about you too.
Hey, people want to learn more about us, go to unitedintentions.org or go to uimedianetwork.org or download our app, uimediaapp.com, and you can listen to all our shows 24 hours a day anywhere around the world, uimediaapp.com.
There you go. I just put up your Facebook page on the screen. It's United Intentions Foundation. Is that a good one, Inc.?
Yeah. Go to unitedintentions.org, our websites. We have about 5 websites out there, they keep growing, our Imagineer program. And this is so much to talk about. It's never going to get everything done in an
That's
hour.
Right. So, there you go. You can also see Ray in his handsome mug and suit right there on his site. That's it.
Look me to bore you to death on somewhere in the world there, and I'll come speak to you.
No. Actually engage and really get people involved. I love your style as a show host yourself. You're amazing. I was a guest on your show some time ago. It was a blast. It was a great experience. So those of you that are making an impact on people's lives for the good, reach out to Tim and just see if you're fit to be on his show, because he has some amazing people on the show. And go with a giving heart and say, how can I help you? How can I serve you? Is there something I can do to assist you in your show? And of course, one of those will be
receiving is so important. For entrepreneurs, receiving's tough, Brian. And receiving, that's a lesson I need to learn, and we need to receive. I want to continue the growth. I want to continue where we're going. We need everybody participating, not just in their treasure, but their time and their talent. So just thank you for giving me the opportunity, Brian, to get our good word out today. I can't thank you enough. I think you're just a wonderful soul. I'm so glad that we are connected here now in life together. And that's just the way it's going to be for the rest of their days. We can't get rid of each other at this point.
Hey, I wouldn't want to. I love you, my brother. I really do.
Same here.
It's awesome. All right. For the rest of you, I love you too. I'm not leaving you out. All the people that are watching live and listening to the recording. That does it for this episode of the Mind Body Business Show. We'll be back again 2 weeks from tonight. I am taking a week off because this is a special, very special week coming up. My wife and I are going to New York City, spending a week there to celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
You only celebrate that once unless you are really, really lucky.
Congrats, man. That's my hometown, man. Big Apple will take care of you.
Oh, yeah. We both went last year and had a blast. We're going to do it again. So we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Can't wait to bring this back up. Tim, thanks once again. Appreciate you, my brother. For everyone out there watching and listening, see you in a couple weeks. Stay blessed, and we'll see you very, very soon. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.